We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
The following program is paid for by Heisey Advisory Group. Your money, your retirement. This is the place for St. Louis's family-focused retirement planning advice for your future. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway, live from the Heisey Advisory Group studio. Now, here are your hosts, Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler.
Good morning and welcome to Your Retirement Highway. I'm Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler is with me as he is each and every week. And what we do here in St. Louis is we help people with their retirement planning. We specialize in retirement planning here at Heisey Advisory Group. And we truly believe that your best is yet to come. And we talk about how to create your best retirement each and every week. Today, I want to get into talking about the three worlds of money. We've talked about these before, but I think it's really important to kind of talk to,
yeah,
don't you?
And I don't know that there are many financial advisors that actually talk about the three worlds of money, but I think once we get into it on today's show, it'll make sense to you, and you'll understand why it's important and why you consider that as you're building out a successful retirement plan.
And as always, if you have any questions about today's content or questions about your retirement in any way, shape, or form, just reach out. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400. Or you can always get us on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. So I've also talked in past shows about my issue that I have with the financial industry as a whole. Even particularly when it comes to the Wall Street firms and the brokerage companies, how I kind of feel that they're failing Americans when it comes to retirement planning. Folks, don't get me wrong. They're all great at accumulating money, but specifically when it comes to retirement planning, I think there's some issues here because they really want to focus in on one world of money. And we're going to talk today about three worlds of money and why understanding the three worlds of money is really, really important when you're looking at your retirement plan. Because we believe you deserve the best advice based on your best interest, and we believe that you should enjoy a path toward your financial security because you've worked a lifetime. We've watched a lot of you. You've worked 30, some of you 40 years. And man, it takes a long time to accumulate the assets, and you want to make sure you do the right thing when you're in what we call that red zone, that 5 years before and the 5 years after retirement.
Yeah, and I think the whole concept here is that if you're developing a relationship with somebody as you're heading off into retirement, you don't want to eliminate two-thirds of the three worlds of money and only be considering one of those worlds, as it were. And the idea is that if someone is going to be acting and working in your best interest, which is our objective and our goal.
That's the fiduciary standard.
It is the fiduciary standard, absolutely. And that's our goal and objective every single day. You've got to consider all three worlds of money so that you can ensure that from our standpoint and from yours that you're getting advice that is absolutely in your best interest and recommendations that are best for you.
Well, I also believe that as a fiduciary, you should not have a bias against or for any one world of money. And I see a lot of this. I hear it on radio ads. I see it on TV. I see it in the newsprints. People that talk disparagingly. They hate this, or they don't believe in this, or if you sell this or you use this tool that you're evil. The key to understanding this, folks, is you need to be working with a true fiduciary that is able and willing to look at all worlds of money and put programs together for you. And that first step in really starting to look at really where you start is, what do you want your money to do for you?
And it's funny, we ask that question every single time we meet with new folks, and it's not always a question that they can immediately answer. And as you head off into retirement, we all know what we want.
Which is shocking to me.
Well, it's very shocking to me, too. And obviously, during this period of time when you're working and growing your money, that's kind of an easy answer. I know what I want my money to do. I want it to get bigger. I want that pile.
Well, that's what everybody says, grow.
Grow.
Right?
Right. That's exactly what they say. And the question is that your primary objective once you get into retirement? What are the other things that you need and should be thinking about as you head into retirement? Because that mindset shift has to take place as you move from those working years into your retirement years, because things will be different.
They're absolutely going to be different. And again, Ken and Steve from Heisey Advisory Group, you can reach us with your questions at 314-328-4400. Or feel free, go out to the web at yourretirementhighway.com and connect with us there. But yeah, as you're coming back to this concept and people say grow, if all you had, for example, if all you had in your portfolio were growth stocks, right? You wanted your money to grow.
Sure.
So you're using growth stocks. What are you going to do for income? Growth stocks typically don't have much of a dividend yield. So really, I think what most people really in their heart of hearts feel as they're getting to retirement is their purpose becomes less of growth, more of income. But we've been talking about growth for 30 years that it's hard to let go of that concept.
It is. So we're creatures of habit. And of course, that's what we get wrapped up in doing. And you're absolutely right. And we talk about this on many of our shows. And if you all are regular listeners, which I hope that you all are, this is going to be familiar to you. The cornerstone of this whole process is really figuring out the income part of this. You're getting ready to head off into retirement, which, as we've talked about before, could be 30 years, mm-hmm. 35 years, maybe 40 years, depending on when you retire, how long you live. That's yep. The big variable today.
Depending on whether you started working at 16 or not.
Well, and that's possible too. We've actually had some people that have started working at a very young age. But the point is that once you get into retirement, what is that going to cost? And how are you going to pay for it? Do you need some growth in your portfolio? Absolutely. But is that the primary objective anymore?
Well, this is my point that I've said so many times too. It's not your mom and dad's retirement. Mom and dad generally had a good pension, and some of you still have some really nice pensions. We had a family in the other week. Their pension income was going to be well over $5,000 a month. I mean, that's nice. You take that with your Social Security, you've got a great retirement. You don't have to worry about all this stuff. But most of you today that are approaching retirement have very little to maybe even no pensions at all. And you have this mountain of assets, this mountain of cash, this 401k. And now you're trying to figure out, how do I take this mountain full of 401k money and how do I convert it to income? How do I make sure that I don't lose too much of it? How do I make sure that I get it to last my lifetime? And it's scaring the daylights out of a lot of you because this is something you've never dealt with before.
Yeah, you just said something that was pretty interesting there, and that is you need to get it to last a lifetime. How long is that? How long is your retirement going to be? And that's, we've talked about this so many times before, it is so vital, so critical, that the planning that you've put in place to generate your income, to cover your essential spending, as it were, whether you have a pension or don't have a pension, it's so critical to be able to put into place a plan that makes sure that you've got some assets protected for those essential expenses.
So what we're talking about then, if I'm kind of summarizing that, is we've got to have assets for growth. We've got it. We all want some growth,
sure,
right?
Absolutely.
But most of us need income. Right? Some of you have a big enough pension in Social Security, you don't need your assets to produce income, but most of you need income. So the next part then is safety, right? So you want some assets that are safe, you want some assets that maybe are at risk, but it's this balance of safety, growth, and income, and no one world of money does this perfectly.
And you can't really get all three of those all in with one tool, as it were. You're going to be able to maybe get some growth and some liquidity. Maybe you get some safety and some income. It's hard to get all three of those things working together, which is going back to the original point at the opening of the show, is why you've got to be working in and consider all three worlds of money, or you're going to leave yourself potentially shortchanged.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about specifically those three worlds. The three worlds are the bank world, the insurance world, and Wall Street. And most of you spend most of your time in Wall Street. And we don't feel that that's wrong. We don't feel that that's right. But I think we feel differently because we help people with retirement planning. That's a very, very different focus. We're helping those of you that are in that red zone, that are 5 years away from retirement, that are 5 years into retirement, all the way through retirement. And the key is making sure that, number one, you've got enough money to last your lifetime. Number two, making sure that you've got the income cash flow. Number three, making sure you don't lose too much, because a severe market downturn could wipe you out, and reverse dollar cost averaging is very real. So we're here to help you create your retirement roadmap. If you're working with somebody that has a bias against any one world or is only working in one world, you may not be getting the best solutions. That's where it's time to pick up the phone. Reach out. Give us a call. Sit down with us one-on-one. Let's do a review. Let's do an assessment. And let's have a conversation about your personal retirement. To do that, just call right now, 314-328-4400. Again, that's 314-328-4400. Call now. Set up a time for your own personal vision meeting, and we'll give you a roadmap toward your retirement.
Did you know that 90% of women will eventually be fully responsible for their household finances, and only 20% of women feel prepared to make informed financial decisions? I'm Megan Miner of Heisey Advisory Group, and we want to help empower women to be fully prepared for retirement. Register for one of our upcoming seminars on Thursday, September 26th, or Tuesday, October 1st, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Whether you're single, married, widowed, or divorced, this event is designed to help you prepare to handle your finances. Call now to register at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116. This is one of our most powerful retirement events we've ever hosted. Seating is limited. Call 314-909-1116.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway on KMOX with Ken Heisey and Steve Muller of Heisey Advisory Group.
And welcome back to Your Retirement Highway. Again, Ken Heisey and Steve Muller with you today. And if you've not heard of us before, our specialty is helping people retire. So at Heisey Advisory Group, we're helping people transition from all those years of work. I mean, you've put in the hours, you've dealt with traffic, you've worked through sicknesses and good bosses, bad bosses, right? We've all had all sorts of experiences in the working years, but the end goal of what you were always trying to do is you were trying to provide an income for your family, right?
Absolutely.
And at the same time, maybe save a little bit for this thing called retirement.
And once you get into retirement, you still got to provide that income. You're just going to do it a different way.
But you don't get a paycheck, no, right? Because you retired.
Maybe you make your own paycheck.
So that's what we want to talk about, is how do you then start to convert this mountain of assets into some cash flows, into an income, and start to do that in a way that you can make sure that you're going to have assets to last a lifetime. And that's that today is the toughest question. You know, you open up a carton of milk, it says right on there, spot on, when it expires. And boy, you know, those dates are pretty doggone right, right?
They generally are.
If you dip into one of those a week late, they're kind of stinky. The problem is we don't have expiration dates. We don't know. Some of us might only live 10 years. Some of us might live 35 years in retirement. And how do you then begin to plan and make sure that you're going to have enough to last to the standard of living that you want, right? We talk about dream your dream.
And that number one fear still of retirees is running out of money. And it's been that way for decades, and it's no different today. So planning for that eventuality and making sure that it doesn't happen is really what gives you that peace of mind to know that you're going to be able to sail off into the sunset.
Yeah. So let's talk about the first world, Steve. The first world's the banking world. And boy, I'll tell you what, 30 years ago, people loved having assets at the bank. Remember when bank CDs were paying double digits?
Yeah.
How many of you today, I can't see you raise your hands, but I know what's going to happen. Raise your hand if you would put money in a CD today if it paid you 12%.
My hand is up.
Yeah.
I
think everybody's hand is up, right? So back in the day, CD rates were really good, but where are they today? They're down very low. So the real key that you look at for banking money and that world is you're looking for safety and you're looking for liquidity. You're not looking for growth. We all should have some amount of money in cash reserves. Typically, a lot of times they talk about 6 months of income, but I know some of you like lots of cash at the bank. Some of you don't like a lot of cash. There's no necessarily right or wrong answer. If you're heavy in cash and you love it, don't let your advisor convince you to do differently. I think you should have the cash that makes you feel most comfortable, as long as it works in your plan.
Absolutely. And if you let your advisor convince you to do otherwise, you are not going to be happy. You are going to have some remorse, and you're going to wish that you had done things differently.
And for that money, you want that safety. So think about if your emergency fund was all in stock, and the stock market dropped 50% like we've seen it do a couple of times, your emergency fund just all of a sudden is pretty
minimal. Half of what it once was, yeah.
So the banking world, while it isn't a hot spot for returns right now, its purpose is safety and liquidity, and we all need to have some of our assets in that world. The next world, the insurance world, or the insurance industry, you know, that's one that's it's very interesting because it has kind of a dodgy
little stigma.
Yeah, that it's old-fashioned, it's low growth, it's got, you know, it's got all these myths and misconceptions that are with it. And a lot of you have heard me talk about the yield sign. And if I asked you today what color a yield sign is, most of you say yellow and black. And that's the first thing that comes to mind. But since 1974, they've actually been red and white.
So let
that sink in for a minute, right? Since 1974, they've been red and white.
So yellow and black was a correct answer only if you were asking that question 45 years ago.
Exactly. And truly, the insurance world is different today. It is shockingly different today than what it was 35, 40 years ago.
And when you say different, you mean different in the sense that the tools and the solutions that are available in that world of money didn't exist 20, 30, 40 years ago.
No, they're more creative. And let me give you an example of what I mean by that, okay? So for those of you that have a bias against the insurance world, it's kind of like thinking that the only telephone that exists is the one that's on the wall in your kitchen with the cord hanging from it. Remember that?
And the rotary
dial. And a rotary dial. Yeah, yeah, exactly. But we all know that what's it been now? 11 years since the iPhone was created. Think about your mobile phone in your hand today has more power to compute than the first computer on the space missions. Let that sink in for a minute. The mobile phone in your hand has more power than the computer that ran the first spacecrafts.
That's staggering. Yeah, I mean, that is hard to even comprehend.
Yeah, how do you comprehend that change? But yet we all accept that. We don't necessarily accept that products, solutions, tools have improved, and there's been a great improvement out there in the insurance world that can provide you safety, can provide you growth potential. And maybe there's some limited liquidity, I get that, but nothing has all three of them, and it's worth looking at some of the solutions in that world for some of your money.
And you can generate income in that world of money as well.
Oh,
correct?
Yeah. You can generate if you're looking, for example, to have a pension like type of an income, for those of you that don't have pensions in your workplace but you'd love to have something like that, you can get that in the insurance world privately through things that are called annuities. And so there's different solutions, whether they be annuities, whether they be in the life insurance area. But again, this is a world that is viable, and please make sure you don't have a bias against it. No bias against the banking world, no bias against the insurance world. And that last world of money is the Wall Street world. Don't have a bias against that either. But the problem that I see is there's way too many people, too many advisors even, that will only live in the Wall Street world. I don't have anything wrong with the Wall Street world, but it isn't the end-all solution to everything, nor is the insurance world, nor is the banking world. You've got to be open.
Well, and I think conceptually anyway, as you transition from your working years where you're getting your paycheck to your retirement years where you're not getting a paycheck, maybe wanting to create your own paycheck, the other thing that changes is your desire and your comfort level to take and accept risk. And it's funny, we talk to people and all the time and they'll say, oh, I don't want to lose anything. Well, sure, we get that. Nobody wants to lose anything. But sometimes we'll say to somebody, I mean, if you truly don't want to lose any money, then you can't have any exposure to market risk.
Yeah, but in the Wall Street world, we're talking obviously stocks, be they large cap, mid cap, small cap, international, domestic, bonds, real estate investment
ETFs,
trusts,
yeah,
ETFs,
right.
You know, mutual funds, all those types of different things. And I want to just, again, one more time, we believe you deserve advice based on your best interest. And I really don't believe your best interest excludes any one of those worlds. I believe your best interest could have some exposure in all three worlds. And if you're working with an advisor that is one world dimension, be it a Wall Street world, be it in the insurance world or the banking world, and you're looking for someone that will be more open-minded, for someone that works in all three worlds in your best interest, that's where it's time to pick up the phone and give us a call. That number for you, 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. Give us a call today and start your retirement roadmap process today.
Did you know that 90% of women will eventually be fully responsible for their household finances? And only 20% of women feel prepared to make informed financial decisions. I'm Lori Heise, founder of Heise Advisory Group, and we want to help empower women to be fully prepared for retirement. Register for one of our upcoming seminars on Thursday, September 26th, or Tuesday, October 1st, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Whether you are single, married, widowed, or divorced, this event is designed to help you prepare to handle your finances. Call now to register at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116. This is one of the most powerful retirement events we've ever hosted. Seating is limited. Call 314-909-1116.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Muller. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
Welcome back, everyone, as we wrap up today's show. Today we talked about three worlds of money. We've got the bank world. Many of you have had bank accounts since you were a little kid, but using them as part of an overall comprehensive retirement plan is really important. Same thing with the insurance world. There are a lot of newer strategies, newer design ideas. We talked about how the iPhone has revolutionized the telephone world, especially the mobile phone world. It's not just the corded telephone anymore. And then, of course, there's that Wall Street world, how important that is as well.
And I think the real important point to make here is that everybody's needs, objectives, desires as they enter retirement, it's like a fingerprint. There are no two fingerprints that are the same. And so while you may not have personally a need to use all three worlds of money as you find solutions, it's important to consider all three worlds of money so that you can be sure that you're getting the solution that is best for you. And that's important to really understand, because no two plans are alike.
Right. And everybody else is telling you, you know, oh gosh, you know, you've got to have all your money over here in this Wall Street world. You know, you've got to have stocks and bonds, and there are no other solutions. That might have been true 20, 30 years ago. 20, 30 years ago, people had Social Security checks. They had great pension checks. And that was their safety and their income. And yeah, okay, so at that point, Wall Street was the if you will, the game in town, so to speak. But today it's vastly different. You don't have a pension. All you have is a Social Security income. So you've got this mountain of assets, and you're trying to figure out how do you package this together. You need some of the bank world, some of the insurance world, some of the Wall Street world. You need to be able to look at all of those and really truly put together an income plan. An income plan is the cornerstone of your retirement. And then you supplement that with an investment plan that's there to support your income, right?
Right, absolutely. And then, as we've talked about in many shows, the five cogs of the wheel. So you've got your income plan and your investment plan. Now what about Social Security optimization? What about estate planning? Do you have the right documents in place to protect your assets and protect your family and your loved ones should something happen to you? And then the big one that is getting missed a lot today is tax planning. There is significant tax planning that needs to be done, especially as these baby boomers are hitting RMD age and getting a tax brick upside the head, if you will.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So here, folks, here's one final concrete step that you can take, and you can take it today. If you're not exposed to the different worlds, if you don't know about the different worlds, and if your advisor is trying to keep you away from the different worlds, give us a call today. We're an independent firm that works in your best interest. The number, 314-328-4400, 314-328-4400. We hope you have a fantastic rest of the day, a spectacular week, and we'll see you right back here next week, same time.
Did you know that 90% of women will eventually be fully responsible for their household finances, and only 20% of women feel prepared to make informed financial decisions? I'm Megan Miner of Heise Advisory Group, and we want to help empower women to be fully prepared for retirement. Register for one of our upcoming seminars on Thursday, September 26th or Tuesday, October 1st from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Whether you're single, married, widowed, or divorced, this event is designed to help you prepare to handle your finances. Call now to register at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116. This is one of our most powerful retirement events we've ever hosted. Seating is limited. Call 314-909-1116.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM. AEWM and HYSE Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. HYSE Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company. This show may include hypothetical examples which are provided for illustrative purposes only and should not be construed as providing advice. HYSE Advisory Group is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken HYSE and Steve Mahler. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap or just for a second opinion, call the team at HYSE Advisory Group at 314-328-4400 or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.